السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we begin a new surah and chapter, that is Surah to Ibrahim, chapter number 14 of the Noble Quran. However, before we start that surah, let us recap our previous lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ. Indeed, we send the messengers before you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّا. And we bless them with spouses and with children and offspring. So two Anbiya alayhi salatu salam did not get married, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. However, when he returns, the second coming of Nabi Isa, Jesus alayhi salatu salam, then he will get married, he will have children. Then eventually, naturally, he will pass away there in Madinah Munawwara, be buried next to the Master Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other Nabi that did not get married was Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu salam. So it shows that this is a sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, except Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. وَحَسُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Hasur means that he did not get married and so forth. Sometimes you find some great ulama and awliyaullah, they did not get married. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and you find in our time Shaykh Yunus hafidahullah of Saharanpur. So because they have some udhar or some reason, which is valid in Islam, so there's no problem with that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ. Almighty Allah expunges and removes whatever He wants to and lets it remain whatever He wants to. Each one of us living today in this world physically, remember, we all are sinners. That's a different issue. Somebody has committed major crimes, heinous sins, and someone committed minor crimes, minor sins. But as far as the act of sinning go, we all are guilty. When we make sincere tawbah and repent, Almighty Allah expunges it and removes it. And Almighty Allah is telling and informing Nabi alayhi salatu salam, some of the signs, na'iduhum, oh, natawaffayannaka, we will show you some of the signs which we promised you. Then you will see it, or we give you your demise. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam's demise also had to take place. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. You, Ya Rasulallah, your demise will take place and they also will die and pass away. So it shows only Allah Jalla Wala was, is, will always be, because Allah is Khalik. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everything shall perish except the countenance of Almighty Allah. In today's world where you see so much injustice and the victims are most of the time in places, Muslims, whether it is Iraq, Palestine, Afghanistan, or Syria and Burma and so many other places. But the time will come when Almighty Allah will decrease the land and territory of these enemies of Islam. Wallahu yahkum. Almighty Allah passes the verdict and no one can change that verdict. O human being, people are plotting and planning against Muslims. فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا. Only Almighty Allah possesses the master plan. And that plan will be implemented all the time. Remember, because Almighty Allah made this dunya darul imtihan, a place of examination, trials and tribulations. So sometimes superficially it seems that the enemies are winning and we are losing. But end of the day, remember, Islam must and will prevail everywhere in the world. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا. The non-Muslim said, you are not the true messenger, Allah forbid. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah alone is sufficient to be my witness between me and you. So other people also will testify, but Almighty Allah's testimony, Allah Ta'ala making and selecting me and not being elected by people, that is the greatest testimony that I am, I was, I am, I always will be the Khatamun Nabiyyin. Not like what the Qadianis and Ahmadis say, that prophethood and nubuwwat carries on, all that is kufr and shirk, and people like that are totally out of the whole of Islam. Today's lesson, Surah to Ibrahim. Let's discuss this briefly. Ibrahim means Abun Rahim. Your name is Ibrahim. Your father's name, your ustad's name, my ustad's name, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah, by whom I became Hafiz. Almighty Allah reward him in this world, in the year after, handsomely, abundantly. So what is the meaning of Ibrahim? Ibrahim means Abun Rahim, the compassionate father. He, Nabi Ibrahim, Khalilullah, alayhi salatu salam's honorable name is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. What a mighty and great messenger. An entire surah, surah 14, is dedicated to this mighty messenger, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim, alayhi salatu salam. Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, teaches us, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا. We have placed you and made you, Ya Rasulullah, such that you follow the Sharia. So we follow the Sharia which Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. But we also follow the Millah, the custom and culture which Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam brought. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. So Sharia, the halal, haram, and the millah, and that is the advices and teachings of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. For Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah states, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the perfect role model. For Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Allah ta'ala says, Surah 60, Surah Mumtahina, verse 4, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمٌ. Indeed, you have a great and beautiful, wonderful example and role model in Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So this surah was revealed before the migration of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. When we go to Makkah, so many things to do with Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi wa sallam. The reconstruction of the Baytullah, the Zamzam well, Nabi Ismail alayhi wa sallam, the Safa Marwa, and that is Hazrat Hajar radiallahu anha, the Tawaf father and son made, so we imitate, emulate them. Going to Mina and pelting the tree Jamarat, the shaitan, emulating Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So you see so many things there. So that is all Almighty Allah has given a lofty and exalted rank and status to this mighty messenger, Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, and the mightiest and greatest and most beloved and most precious to Almighty Allah is Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah, the one who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. We discussed that many a time in the past. Alif Lam Ra. You get some modernists and you get some people who love going to such places where Allah Ta'ala prohibits us. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say these letters are known as Al-Hurufu Al-Muqatta'at, the broken letters. The mystical letters, no one knows the meaning except Almighty Allah. Wa ma ya'alamu ta'wilahu illallah. But people will say, nay, Alif means Allah, La means Jibreel, and Ra means Urid and Ru'yat and seeing Almighty Allah. So all these are just interpretation, guesswork. It has no substance in Islam and rejected by the overwhelming majority scholars and ulama. So why did Almighty Allah reveal it then? It is tahaddi, a challenge to humanity and jinn and an entire creation. See if you can bring a replica of the noble Quran. Then the second challenge, kul fa'atu bi ashri suwarin mithli, bring 10 surahs as a replica of the noble Quran. Then the final and ultimate challenge, wa in kuntum fi raybin mimma nazzalna ala abdina, fa'atu bi suratin min mithli, bring one surah comprising 3 verses, and that till today, and till day of Qiyamah, no one will be successful. So this is the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran Sharif, the final constitution for humanity, and the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains to us how to practice on this constitution. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk, this book, hadha kitab, it means hadha is not there, is understood. So this book, the Quran Sharif, anzalnahu ilayk, we revealed it to you. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka. Speaking of laylatul qadr and the kitab, surah Qadr, if you study it, go count it, see. In surah Qadr you will find 30 words. And that is to show you the Quran Sharif will comprise 30 parts, 30 juz, 30 paras. And if you count the letters, you will find 114 letters in Surah Qadr, Inna Anzalnahu. To suggest and tell you the Quran Sharif will comprise and consist of 114 surahs and chapters. Everything of the noble Quran is miraculous. Only for the Quran you use both words, Inna anzalnahu, and you will do Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. So nazzalna is used, anzalna is used. What is the difference, O Muslim? Nazzalna, we reveal the Quran piecemeal, gradually, over a period of 23 years. Anzalna, we reveal the Quran Sharif from the 7 heavens and above, to the first sky, the first heaven. So that was Anzalna, the entire Quran Sharif was revealed. And then from the first heaven and first sky to the Mubarak, blessed heart of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Anzalna also is used and Nazzalna also is used. And the plural is used. Allah is one and alone and unique. So the plural is used as a symbol of respect and reverence. Allah is stamping his authority. Allah is fa'alul lima yurid. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala uses the royal pronoun. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk, this book, we have revealed it to you, ya Rasulullah. Why did we reveal it? لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so that you take the people out from the many, many darknesses in which they are groping in. Kufr, blasphemy, shirk and polytheism, nifaq and hypocrisy, atheism, ilhad and so forth. So all these things. Today you see the isms have increased. Capitalism, communism, Zionism and so many other isms, socialism. So you take the people out from the darknesses in which they are, ila nur, to that light and radiance and effulgence. O Muslim, what is happening in today's world? Very briefly I explain to you. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Almighty Allah is the radiance and effulgence in the heavens and in the earth. Who is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nur, his teachings are nur. So he teaches us that and takes us out from the darknesses in which humanity and jinn are groping in. What is the Quran Kareem? Is nur. وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. So the Quran Sharif is nur. What are you, O Muslim brother, sister? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. Whosoever Almighty Allah opens their hearts and bosom, remember that is nur coming to them from Almighty Allah, that is hidayat. And that nur increases, that is how our iman, our faith, our conviction increases. So that is the challenge we have to take up. How Nabi alayhi salatu salam started one, and in the Hajj alone, 124,000 Sahaba, male, female, adult and children were present. So how many people are we taking out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bringing them to the nur of Islam, the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam ta'aleem and teachings? That is the big lesson. من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. And all this you will do, Ya Rasulullah, with the permission and consent of the Arab sustainer, Narisha. Willingly, lovingly, sincerely, they will embrace Iman and Islam. Majority of Sahaba were non-Muslim. And then when they embraced Islam, they became the beacons of light. They became the greatest ambassadors of Islam. And they were the people who conquered the lands, not for self-gratification, so that the deen of Islam could be established there. That was their primary objective. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. So with the command and permission of Almighty Allah, their sustainer, Narisha. إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. Towards the path of Allah, the most mighty, Al-Aziz. And Hamid, the one, Al-Hamid, the one who is most praised, the one worthy of praise. إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. So when we read our Zohar Salat today, every rakat we read, اِهِدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, you guide us, you lead us to the right path. So that is Sirat al-Aziz al-Hamid. The majesty of Allah, the greatness of Allah must enter the inner recesses of our heart. This world and the material things must become insignificant, must mean nothing to us. Then we will be understanding what is Deenul Islam. Who is Almighty Allah? So if you start the sentence, you say, Allah illadhi, and if you're joining it, ila siratil aziz il hamid illadhi lahu. So in both ways is permissible. So Allah illadhi, Allah jalla wala is that being, lahu. It belongs only, solely, exclusively to him. Ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Whatever is in the skies and the celestial creation, whatever is on the land and sand in between, beneath the earth, everything belongs solely, only to Allah. Man fi samawati wa man fil earth. Man refers to animate objects. Ma fi samawati wa ma fil earth. This refers to inanimate objects. So remember this, everything animate, inanimate, everything belongs to Almighty Allah. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. We do in the ending of Surah Baqarah. So to him alone, the word lahu there brings about exclusivity. We say my house, my farm, my factory, my shop, we are but temporary users. We're not the real owners. We own us for 5 years, 20 years, 50 years. We die, the company dies, finish, end of the history, and we carry on with the geography. So remember this, that Almighty Allah is the sole and ultimate owner. وَوَيْلٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. This word wail. Wail could mean wadin fi jahannam, a valley in jahannam, or you take the literal meaning halak wa khasara, destruction to those people, failure to those people, condemnation to those people. Wa wailul lil kafirin, condemnation and destruction for the disbelievers, or a valley in the hellfire for the disbelievers. Min adabin shadid, because they will suffer a severe punishment and chastisement. What was their crime? So this was the crime that led them to the kufr and shirk, the disbelief and polytheism. Alladhina yastahibbuna al-hayata ad-dunya ala al-akhirah, they are the people who gave preference to the worldly life over the year after. Today, what are we guilty of? The same thing. The daughter-in-law cannot keep the mother-in-law because she says she wants her independence. And then she sends the mother-in-law totally out, or she will put her in the outbuilding. The worldly life, there they forget what the mother-in-law did for her husband, for her own son. Meaning the mother-in-law, but she has a son who is your husband. So this worldly life, today, it has saturated our hearts, and we get the priorities totally wrong. You ask the parents, you want to make your son a Hafiz Alim? No. Why? The wages are too low. They get peanuts. So we want doctor, pilot, engineer. We got nothing against that. But your intention and motive is wrong. So remember this, Almighty Allah has placed this love of this worldly life, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam encapsulated it in this hadith. Hubbu dunya ra'asu kulli khati'a. The excessive love of this world is the root cause for all the vices and sins that take place and occur on this earth, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So ask ourselves, we have nikah, we have walima, we say it's sunnah, but then we do so many haram things. Remember the intermingling, the videos, the music, the dancing, and so everything haram. So what sunnah are you speaking about? Everything there becomes condemned. Alladhina yastahibbuna al-hayata ad-dunya. These non-Muslims were the one who gave preference to this worldly life over the year after. But alas, today majority of Muslims are giving preference to the worldly life over the year after. وَيَسُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they prevent people from the path of Allah. Like today. No, you can't do this, you can't do that. People will label you. They will call you a fundamentalist, a terrorist. So they are the ones who bring the obstacles and impediments. وَيَبْغُونَهَا إِوَجَاهَا, and they keep on looking and searching in the path of Allah for some crookedness. Sometimes they will say Islam did not fulfill the rights of women. Sometimes they will say Islam is too orthodox and backward. Sometimes they will say, how can an economic system work without riba and interest? So these are all the crookedness they look for. They want to distort the true image of Islam through their mass media. And the Muslims who are munafiqeen, they fall for the tricks. Ulaika fi dhalalin ba'id. Those are the people, they have gone far, far away from the right path. Then they will die as kafir and mushrik, non-Muslims. And then they are sane and mature, everlasting the gloom and doom. And that is, Allah forbid, the hellfire. So imagine. Just because all the time, most of the time, their mind was not focusing on the year after. Only and only on this world. Eat what you want to, drink what you want to, earn with what you want to, sleep what you want to. So that is the freedom they speak about. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent 124 Anbiya messengers alayhi wa salam to different parts of the world, and they would speak to their people in the local language. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِي, and we have not sent any messenger except with the language of the people. Therefore, O Muslim, O Da'i, O person, Da'i means the one inviting people towards Islam. Learn many, many languages. Become multilingual. When we went to South America, talks in Arabic, talks in English, talks in Urdu, Gujarati, so in the UK, and all this year. So we must learn 6, 8, 10 languages. With this intention, Ya Allah, I will propagate your deen in its pristine purity. Why would the Anbiya taught this? لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ So they could explain to them everything in detail, thoroughly, properly. You hear the word, there's a bayan in the masjid. Bayan, there is a lecture. Tabiyin, liyubayyina, to explain something in detail. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to explain everything in detail. Thereafter, some people accept, some people reject. فَيُدِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ Thereafter, subsequently, Almighty Allah leads whomsoever He wants astray, and Allah guides whomsoever He wants to, and the right path. So that is the prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. And we cannot do anything about it, but we must be sincere and beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, I am born Muslim, and I live on Islam, I want to die Muslim. So therefore, we read Surah 12, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Ya Allah, let me die a Muslim and unite me and join me with the pious people. فَيُدِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ He Almighty Allah is all-powerful, almighty. And Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. He knows exactly what He's doing. We, with our puny little brains, where can we fathom and comprehend the mercy and the wisdom of Almighty Allah? It is beyond our human comprehension. So may Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, infuse within us the love of the Quran Kareem and the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make dua for us and the Muslims of Kashmir and the Muslims of Burma and the Muslims of Palestine and Syria. May Almighty Allah give them victory against the enemies. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.